Hannah Esther.
Hannah
Kusumaya.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Well.
Good, good.
Leah Esther.
Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, Aunt Samaya.
So, we will begin. Tonight is the sixth candle, and it's also Rosh Chodesh. It's actually the first day of Tevet. It is the light of Gibborah entering the vessel of Bina, and all of the other five move down one. So the light of Tiferet goes into the vessel of Chesed, the light of Netzach goes into the vessel of Gevurah, the light of Hod goes into the vessel of Tiferet, the light of Yesod goes into the vessel of Netzach, and the light of Malchut goes into the vessel of Hod. The Reisha de Arich, the elongated head, corresponds to the force of Ratzon, desire or will. Thank you. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, that the Holy Temple be rebuilt speedily in our day. And grant us our share in your Torah, and may we serve you there with reverence. To us in the old days and in former years. The Reisha D'Ayin, the head of nothingness, corresponding to the force of Ta'anug. All of this is related to this sixth candle. The Ben Ish Chai is giving us connections for the sixth candle to the 30th day. But there is no 30th day this year in the Hebrew calendar. So we're going to bypass that discussion. But it's always available for next time. Our meditation for the Hitbonimut, the contemplation, we note that the Beit HaMikdash, or the temple, which housed the sacred menorah, the reason why we light our Hanukkiyot each night this holiday, was 30 cubits tall. Although there are 30 generations from Avraham Avinu to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And this hints to us that we should contemplate the temple's holiness and its building soon in our days. And may we all say amen.
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 The Rambam introduces every one of the 14 books of the Mishneh Torah with a verse from the prophets or the sacred writings. For the Book of Divine Service, the book Sefer Avodah, which contains a description of the Beit HaMikdash and the sacrifices offered there, he employs the verse, "Seek out the welfare of Jerusalem." those who love you shall prosper. Most of the other verses that the Rambam chooses merely indicate a point of connection to the subject under discussion. The selection of this verse, by contrast, is intrinsically related to the purposes of studying the laws that follow, for it implies that there is an obligation to seek out the welfare of Jerusalem, to concern oneself with the structure and functions of the Beit HaMikdash, although we are at present incapable of actually building it. And I think that's appropriate for this particular week due to the current political climate. Our sages relate in Midrash Tanhuma Sav, Yeheskel replied to him, "Master of the earth, why are you telling me to go and tell Israel the form of the house?" Meaning the third temple. "They are now in exile in the land of our enemies. Is there anything they can do about it? Let them be until they return from the exile. Then I will go and inform them." And God answered, "Should the construction of my house be ignored because my children are in exile?" God declared, "The study of the Torah, the Torah's design of the Beit HaMikdash, can be equated to its actual construction. Go, tell them to study the form of the Beit HaMikdash. As a reward for their study and their occupation with it, I will consider it as if they actually built the Beit HaMikdash." And then on our web pages, in the matrix, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, there's a series of classes on that prophecy and that description of the Beit HaMikdash. And it's a good thing to study at least once a year. We usually do it around the time of Tisha B'Av, but it can be done any time, and it's a beneficial thing to do. Implicit in the wording used in this passage is that the study of the laws of the Beit HaMikdash has ramifications that extend far beyond the ordinary sphere of intellectual activity. From the description of this study as the building of my house, we can infer that through such study a person fulfills his obligation to build the Beit HaMikdash. Our sages have taught us, in every generation where the Beit HaMikdash is not built, it is considered as if the generation has destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And the alternative, the vaccine against that destruction is the study of the Beit HaMikdash. My commentary, my written commentary, because I've been commenting all along this morning. The study of the Torah design of the Beit HaMikdash, the third temple, from the prophecy, I'm getting a lot of static, so I'd appreciate it if you would all mute your phones by pressing *6. When you want to ask a question, please feel free to press *6 a second time, and I'll be able to hear you. And I appreciate that you've done that. The study of the Torah's design of the Beit HaMikdash, the third temple, in the prophet Ezekiel, utilizes the Hebrew letters to cleanse and build the walls of our own personal heart, and Beit HaMikdash as a place for Hashem to dwell within each one of us, as the Torah teaches, in my opinion. And that was part of our contemplation last night for the fifth candle. Rabbi Chaim Luzzatto, the Ramchal, wrote a book on this subject, which is translated into English and is available on the Hashem website. The meditation, the Hit Bodhidut, or the sixth candle. Our sages teach us that one who fulfills this mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles properly will merit having children who are Torah scholars. They derive this from the verse, "For a mitzvah is a candle, and Torah is the light," where Rashi explains that through a candle associated with a mitzvah, like Hanukkah, the light of Torah emanates. In front of our candles, we should intend that Torah emanates, and that this emanation should pass on to our children, both the physical and spiritual students, the physical children and the spiritual children, which are our students. And all of us, not just me, have students, people that we impact through a smile as we're walking down the street. That's a student. People that we impact, who ask us for directions, and we give them those directions. They are our students for that moment. You all have students. Look at the six candles lit on the sixth night of Hanukkah. Reflect on the passage that we say in each morning before the Shema, in Ahavat Olam, the prayer before the Shema. And still, I'm reading you the translation rather than the Hebrew, although it's on the handout. Instill in our hearts to understand and elucidate, to listen, to learn, to teach, to safeguard, to perform, and fulfill all the words of your Torah's teaching with love. Enlighten our eyes in and with your Torah. With Torah or the Torah is light. There are eight words that I'm going to read. Place these eight words, one over each candle, from right to left. Lechavin goes over the right candle. Lechaskil, the next to the left. Lishmoa, the next to the left. So there's three candles, three words. Lilmod, Ulamed, the fourth candle. Lishmor, Vilaasot, Ulkayem, it's actually the fourth and fifth candle, and then the last three words are over the sixth, seventh, and eighth. And the translation of these words: fulfill, perform, safeguard, teach, learn, listen, elucidate, understand. The last 2 days, days 4 and 5, are Limud Ulima Lilamad. This means to learn and to teach, which has the root in the word, in the letter Lamed. The learning from the last 2 days, the fourth day, the fourth candle, the fifth candle, that learning is great, but tonight we internalize that learning and manifest it in the idea of teaching. How can we safeguard the learning process for ourselves and for our children. Draw the light of the sixth candle into yourself. See the light of the Torah as a protective force, as the need for protection becomes great in the month of Tevet. Determine to use it to illuminate your way through the darkness of the confusions of contemporary life. Pledge to increase your learning, perhaps the building of the temple, which stood at 30 cubits. May it be rebuilt soon in our time. And may we all say, Amen. You can unmute your phones now and ask any questions that you might have.
Hanoch, I have a question.
Go ahead.
When we're lighting the candles, and as you were saying in the beginning, when they go into Tiferet, into Sabina, one goes into the other. Is that really the third phase?
I have no idea what you mean by the third phase.
Well, the kind of four phases. I'm sorry.
No, I understand the. Now I understand the question, but you gave me the context of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the idea of the third phase is Zeranpin. Zeranpin is those six midot, there's six emotions. This process of revelation, each night we're adding a candle because the light that comes into the universe on that evening and the day, that light is in the wrong vessel. That's the process that's going through. And that's why I mentioned today is the light of X going into the vessel of Y. On the eighth day, on Zot Hanukkah, the light and the vessel will be the same. That's the meaning. What is the idea of the light and the vessel being correct? The proper light going into the proper vessel is the same as what I say constantly. The right action, done at the right time, done at the right location, will lead to positive results. Change any one of those three. So the right action at the wrong time in the right location still is going to create a form of chaos. Change any one of the three statements, the right action at the right time in the right location. Yes, it's phase three, but how does that help you in doing your right action at the right time in the right place? Yes, they're unified. They're the same thing in two different frames of reference. We live in human bodies, which means that we perceive separation. Unification, unity, is about appreciating the diversity. You're mixing the two. The four phases are important for you to learn to build your vessel for the study of Kabbalah. The lighting of the candles is the manifestation of a mitzvah that reveals the light of the organus. Yes, it's the same thing, but it's two different frames of reference. Are we at a level to be able to put them together? Maybe a Kabbalist is able to do so. Recognize where you are spiritually. There will come a time when we'll be able to unify the two aspects. And there's nothing wrong with the question that you asked, and I'm not criticizing that. I'm trying to explain there is a time, there is a location, and there is a consciousness and an action that is correct. And when you're in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, bringing in the four phases is confusing to most people.
Thank you, Hanukkah.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Our Rosh Chodesh event will be on the conference call at 7 p.m. West Coast time, so that's 10 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. Central time, and 8 p.m. Mountain time. So I hope you'll join us, because the month of Tibet is usually a very difficult month for people, as I will explain tonight. I bid you all a beautiful day, a happy Hanukkah, a Hanukkah Sameach, and shalom to all. Peace to all.
Thank you. Hanukkah Sameach.
You're welcome.
Thank you.